It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, let's head to the first state. Let's head to Delaware. And we've got Coach Mike Tucci with us today. Mike, thanks for being here. Why don't you start with an introduction of yourself, please?
Well, thanks, Mike. I've been coaching track and field on and off since 2005. I've been head coach. I've been assistant coach. I can pretty much do it all. Street cred, 2014 Boys Track Coach of the Year for the state of Delaware. I'd love to do it again someday. We'll see how the kids do with that one. And I guess that's it for now.
That's good. That's good street cred. You know, coach of the year means you must have qualified some kids to states. You've been through this process as we work towards learning every different state and how they qualify. So let's get with Delaware here. Let's start with in Delaware. Is there some states have a separate private school track and then a separate public school. Others, they both compete against each other all the way through the state meet. What do we got going on in Delaware, public school versus private school?
It's all combined in Delaware, public, private, charter, parochial, whatever it is, it's all combined. Perfect. We're a small state.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, don't make it complicated on yourself, right? That's a good point. Okay, so small state, how many classes are we working with in Delaware for a state meet?
Just two. Just a large school where we take the 17 largest districts, and then everybody else is in the other division. Division one for the big schools and division two for everybody else.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Division one, division two, that's how you call it?
Yeah, I've always been in division one. Our school's usually biggest or second largest in the state as far as enrollment goes. So we're never going to leave that.
So we take the 32 largest districts, they're division one, and then everybody else goes in division two. We've got kind of a small school, big school
separation. Just 17 districts, just 17.
17, yeah. What did I say, like 27 or something? Yeah, 17.
32 or something like that. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That might be all of them. That might be all you have them in
Delaware. When I started, it was just 15. And over time, with more schools developing, especially charters, they bumped it to 17.
Got it. So we have two state meets then. We have a Division I state meet and a Division II state meet. How do we qualify? What's the first round? What do we call it? Area, districts, regionals, sectionals? There's all these different names. What do we start with in Delaware?
We're pretty simple. There's a standard to meet, and if you hit it, you're in.
For the state meet?
Period. Yeah. If you hit it at you go to an invitational last week of March and you hit it, you're in.
So simple. We'll use, that is simple. So there's the whole podcast right there, guys. Thanks for joining us. All right. So in the 100, I'm just going to make up a mark. Let's say it's 11 flat. If a kid runs 11 flat at any point in the regular season, they go to the state meet.
As long as it's FAT. Yes.
Correct.
Fully automated team. We still have a lot of smaller schools in the state. So when we have dual meets, for example, we still have hand times and then we get into conversion factors and that sort of thing.
Are those allowed?
Oh, yeah. They're allowed. I try to get every kid I can qualified in invitational style meets so no one can dispute anything.
But if someone runs 11 flat, you know, 1099 rounds up to 11 flat, they can convert it to 1124. Yeah. And that gets, right. If that's,
yeah, 1091 is also 11 flat. You know how it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I do. Not everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, 1091, 1099, still 11 flat if it's a hand time. And then we go to 1124.
Right. Does that mean if, again, using that, just saying it's 11 flat for right now, if 100 kids run better than 11 flat, 100 kids are going to the state meet, or do they have a cutoff of the top 24, top 50?
Theoretically, yes, but the standards are set in such a way that that doesn't happen. They look at it every few years, and they look at, like, I think the top three or the top five times every so many years, and they take the average of that and make that the automatic standard. Now, what they have done in the past is have a you're definitely in standard, like an automatic standard, and they have like a provisional where they want to make sure they fill two heats, you know, for the prelims.
I was going to ask the opposite side of that question. Let's say only one kid makes the automatic time. Do they fill in?
Yeah, we'll fill in for the spring, but I noticed it's about spring track, not about winter. But in winter, they make it strict enough that they only have their minimum number of heats because that's a one-day thing in our winter season.
Right, yeah. Yeah, winter can be different because only the amount of indoor facilities, which, you know, Delaware is trying to change that, by the way, which I know you know about. But then outdoor, it's also an outdoor venue, so we can have more athletes. Does that automatic time and then the fill-in time, if you will, is that for every event? Is there any differences for the distance events or field events?
There's a few differences. One, no matter how many athletes on your team qualify for an event, you can only enter three of them in the actual meet.
Oh, interesting.
So let's say I had eight guys qualify for the 1600. Why couldn't run them all? I had to pick three of them.
Right.
Yeah. That's a little strategic value to it too, if you're looking at team points.
For sure.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we're both coughing here, Mike. That's all right.
I'm sorry, what was the second half of the question?
No, that's good. And then with those two state meets, are they held at the same venue or are they at different venues?
Oh, it's all same 2 days, same venue, and they just alternate between the two divisions and the genders.
Yeah.
For example, like Division II girls, Division II boys, Division I girls, Division I boys.
Right.
Athletes get their recovery that way too.
For sure. Is it typically at the same venue? And if so, which one?
Last several years, it's been at Dover High School in Delaware. They try to find a location central to most schools in the state that can handle the parking and handle the spectators. My school used to be host for a long time, and then we had a renovation happen with our buildings and adding space. So it went to Dover next because they just built a new facility. So they've been hosting it for a number of years. I don't mind it. It's nice. They're in our conference, so we get to see the track during the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that always helps. So we've got we've got two classes, Division I, Division II. We have no sectionals, area, regionals, divisionals, all that. We have a qualifying standard. If you hit that standard, you're going to the state meet. We do have a caveat. You can only have three from your team in each event, which I like that. That's interesting to help spread it. Not spread it out, but be strategic for that. That makes a lot of sense. Yep. And then we're in Dover and we have a 2 day meet where all four meets, the two boy meets and the two girl meets, all happen in one weekend. What else do we need to know about the state meet as it
relates to? Well, we're a small state. We're a small state. So Delaware, I think, is pretty unique in that there's no qualifying standard for relays.
Oh, wait, hold on now. That's a unique one.
Yeah, it gets super interesting because the feeling right now is we're a small state. There should be a way to get everybody involved and keep the sport growing. So because of that, it's always been that way as long as I've been in Delaware anyway. Relays, you can enter one no matter what.
So do we have...
You have a time you put in and they'll see the heats, obviously, appropriately. But
right. What relay events do we have for the state meet?
Oh, in Delaware, 4x100, 4x200, 4x400, 4x800.
Wow, so we're a four relay state team, and all four of those relays, no matter what there is no qualifying time. If I want to give my kids the state meet experience, no matter what their level is, I can enter them in a 4x8, 4x1.
If you want to run a 4x8, and first place team's running eight flat, and the slowest team in the state's running 15 minutes, well, they can still compete.
I like that.
It's nice. It's a small state. We can afford to do that, and that also builds into the timing of the meet as far as rest between events, that sort of thing. It helps a little bit with that as well.
Yeah, I like that with the unique. This is why we started this series was, you know, every state is different for a lot of different reasons, whether it's weather, whether it's the size of the state, whether it's the size of participation. So I like this extreme uniqueness of, hey, if you, no matter what, if you want to get a, if you want to put a relay team at the state meet, you can do so. I like that. That's great. That's really cool.
I mean, obviously we can do it because we're small, like New Jersey, for example, they have over 500 school districts. They're not going to do that.
Right.
They can't. The meet would take all day.
Right. Yeah, that's very cool. Well, speaking of that uniqueness, when we look at the quote unquote standard events, the 1-2-4-8, 4x1, 4x4, et cetera, you already mentioned one kind of unique event, the 4x2. Not every state runs the 4x2. Any other unique events or maybe an event you don't do? I don't let's make sure you do all the standard ones, triple jump, pole vaulting, all that kind of stuff. What's unique maybe about the events there in Delaware?
Not a whole lot, I don't think. You know, 1-2-4-8, 16-32.
Yeah.
No, we don't do a 15 or a 3,000. We
right.
just do 16-32. Yep. I know like some neighboring states do that, right. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You throwing the javelin?
No javelin in Delaware.
Yep. No javelin.
Insurance yeah. issue. Yeah, too many kids walk in front of them, catch them with their heads.
Sure, but you do discus.
We do discus and shot put, yes.
Right.
We have 110 hurdles for the boys and 100 for the girls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we also have a 300.
Yep.
Hurdles. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So pretty standard.
Just that long triple.
Just that 4x2.
I guess that's the strange one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not every state. There several states, but not every state on that one. Anything that you do special after the state meet? Some states will hold a multis meet or a hammer meet, anything like that?
Well, we have a, currently we have a meet of champions where we take the top so many from each division and they go head to head for all state honors. And it's not always the big schools that win either.
So
little schools,
in are you saying in, are you saying in the long jump they take the four from Division One and the top four from Division Two and run a meet the next weekend?
Well, it's usually probably about a week apart or a few days after the state meet. I forget the exact timing. It's probably a few days after it, maybe the Wednesday or Thursday after the state meet, but. In the past, they've taken, I guess, the top two in each division, and then, like, the field heat, they'll take the next four best no matter what.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more
like,
sense.
Or, like, in a field event, they'll just take the two and the two and then the next so many.
Yeah.
Or unless they switch to a one and one, and I just don't remember. But
yeah.
That's how they do it.
Do they crown a team state champion from that meet of champs as well, or is that all individual basis?
It's all individual, and athletes can opt in or out, and they declare ahead of time for that.
Sure.
So they can't show up at the meet and say, well, I wanted to do a 16 and the 8, and well, the 8 looks crowded, forget it. They go because all the participants get a t-shirt then, too. They like the t-shirts because it shows everybody they were good that year.
Very cool. Any hammer throw or unofficial multi-meet or anything like that?
Nothing like that. I mean, when I do travel out of state, I mean, if you go to Pennsylvania, they have javelin.
Right.
I mean, I would let a kid, you know, an athlete try that event. You know, with a little bit of practice.
But not at Delaware as a...
No, no, I've had kids steeplechase on the sides.
Yeah.
You know, we've been to meet in D.C. before, Washington, D.C., and they've had steeplechase. So I'll just throw some kids in there. That
love it.
I may have to make up a standard for, I don't know, but they get in, they're not last, so my best to get something right.
That's right. Good. All right, well, help us settle an argument. What's the culture there in Delaware? Do you qualify for the state meet, or do you qualify for states? Very subtle.
I hear people say it both ways in Delaware, actually. Uh-huh. Not being a Delaware native, having moved here, I got to think about this now. Do we qualify for states?
Coach, I really want to qualify for states. Coach, I can't believe I qualified for the state meet.
I'd probably say it's qualified for states more than a state meet.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I said was states. I don't know why. It was always a plural states, just one word. Very good.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, I didn't do track and field in high school. Believe it or not.
Yeah, very good.
I did that pick it up in college. So,
oh, nice. Love it. Okay, Mike, end us out here. If you could change one, if you had a magic wand and you could only change one thing about your state qualifying system and state meet, what might that look like?
This might be a little controversial with some of my Delaware colleagues. I would separate public and private.
You would do that the way we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, I think. Because we are a small state, it'd be nice to say that every student athlete that wins is a Delaware resident. Sometimes we get some overlap from private schools in other states, and maybe the youngsters from Pennsylvania, but they go to school in Delaware, and that rubs some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm all for put the best of the best up against each other, but I think, yeah, I don't know if I want to record all this part. I'm
No,
just saying
that's
there's been conflict in the past. How's that?
there we go. That's perfect. Well, that's good. If you could
I'll
change
solve
one
some
thing,
issues.
that might be the change we make right there. Mike Tucci, thank you so much for representing the state of Delaware here as we continue to go through the 50 states and find out the uniquenesses. I love this meet of champs that you have that's super unique, and I really like this relay thing. I know that might not work for every state, but I really like that it works there in Delaware. So, Mike, thank you so much for being here today and representing Delaware.
Thanks, Mike.